This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So there's your second one. So we have these principalities. Now we have powers, Satan generals, who have oversight over entire nation. Now look at the next thing that you're fighting against. Rulers of darkness of this world. Man, this thing is real. If you still think it's a physical battle, you're not going to win. He says, rulers of darkness. I mean, they got some organization going on. Rulers of darkness of this world. This world is dark. This is why he called you to light out of a dark world. He called you out of the darkness into the light. But these rulers of darkness of this world are demons in charge of Satan's worldly business. That's who that is. They're in charge of Satan's worldly business. And I'm telling you, boy, it's real. It is so real. If you look at what's going on, you can see the wickedness. This place is filthy. It's wicked. It's dark. Christ, please return. But he won't return until you start preaching God's word and telling others to repent that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now get this last one here. There's one other thing here. This last one. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Man, you better get that. Now what is this? This is the demons in charge of worldly religion. And man, I'm telling you, I'm not going to call them out. You can see them. You can see them. In charge, the Pope. I'll call it out. I called it out. Worldly religion. Trying to go in there and change God's word. Spiritual wickedness. Spiritual. I love the classifications there. It makes it clear. Spiritual wickedness in high places. They're in charge of the worldly religion, trying to get these false ideas, getting you away from God's word. But God says, we're not going to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Are you in God's word, and do you have the whole armor of God? So he tells us we're not fighting flesh and blood. He says these four things that you're fighting, and they're all spiritual. Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Man, that sounds like we got a lot against us. But let me tell you, if God be for you, who can be against us? I like what 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says. Boy, I've been quoting it all week. You need to get that verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Boy, he has equipped us. I'm telling you, when you are in Christ, man, I'm telling you, whoo, boy, I'm telling you, you are backed by God Almighty, and nothing formed against thee shall prosper. Oh, it's going to form, but it ain't going to prosper. How do I know? Because he says this. Look at this. It says, verse 13, this is our last verse. Verse 13. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. There it is again. Why did he keep telling us to take the whole armor? I'm telling you, there's some importance there, because you could probably take a few pieces. You need the whole thing. Let me read it again. Wherefore, take. Oh, man, that's a good thing here to bring out, too. He says, take. When you say, hey, we got the armor, why don't he just throw it on us? Well, he tells us to put on, and now he's telling us to take it. So now that's something you got to do. You know, Christians, you know, they just, you know, they don't want to do anything. After God, you believed in the Lord and he saved you, now there's some stuff you got to do. Like he gave the children of Israel the promised land, but he told.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.